Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren, Molly Page, Ken Kessler.
Well, that's good, huh? I like the way that ends on the up the high
end. Sounded like Oprah.
Ken Kessler!
A new car!
What a new car.
Awesome.
So there are people who are interested in life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Isn't that really what we all want? Doesn't make any difference whether you're older or younger, whether you're rich or poor, whether you are a man or a woman. You want to be happy. And that requires that you understand what's going on in your life. I'm going to introduce you to somebody in a few minutes who has started something called a school for men. I'm wondering if the women here will want to know if there's a school for women. When you find out what it's about, then you can ask the question, all right, ladies? So we'll do, I guess part of me and where I am and what I think about in my life, you hear me, I don't hide much from the audience. I think that's part of being authentic, is the people who listen to me every day and listen to us every day and have for years, they pretty much know who I am. And so when this survey came out about American workers, 82% of whom say they expect to keep working well past the age of 65 or maybe not retire at all, I thought of me and the other people who are like me. Well, then I found out there aren't a lot of people like me. That's good or bad. I don't ever expect to retire. I don't think that there's any value to it. That's just my way of looking at it. So I wasn't surprised to see this across all ages. This survey went from the millennials to the people who are baby boomers. Many workers are concerned they'll be unable to save enough to last. So they figure they have to keep producing, keep working, because they'll outlive their investments, outlive their savings. That's the top concern for 44% of the respondents to this survey. One-third of all workers believe their standard of living will diminish once they stop working, and they don't want to have that happen, so they don't want to stop working. I understand that completely. That's not the reason for me. Well, it might be to a point, but I don't work to make money. I don't. that's been clear to many of the people who've been around me through my life. I've made a lot of money, and I've spent a lot of money or lost money three or four times in my life. It's just the way my cycle has been, because I don't work for that. I work for other things. There's a tremendous amount of satisfaction, and I'm just kind of realizing it now. And I'm going to talk to Mike Rostowski, who is the fellow who runs the School for Men, in a minute about that. But in general, this survey suggests something that pretty much all of us know. We have parents, or maybe you're there at that age. But I don't think my reason for wanting to keep going is because I really feel like I'm effective. I feel like I want to do this. It's not that I need to, but maybe I do need to. Maybe more for me than for you. But the survey is very, very telling, I thought. And Brother Richie, you think about it this way. I guess we all are. Jennifer, you're the youngest person here. You see your father working. He's my age. We are colleagues and friends. And I wouldn't expect him to stop.
No, you will not stop.
No, I think
he would like to. He says he thinks he'd like to stop and just do, well, he'd like to go on an abbreviated schedule and continue hosting
maybe
the show that he hosts and travel around a little
bit. Yeah, I think that's what we all want to do.
Well, I'm going to do that. Sure. I will do that. Later this year, I'm going to start doing more of that. I am, just because that's what I find to be important at this point in my life. But there still is this great, the residual feeling you get from accomplishing stuff. But that's just me and my personality. Richie, you get to that age, what are you going to feel?
I will feel the need to still do something, always.
Yeah.
But like Jennifer's dad, on an abbreviated schedule, I might want to take 2 months a year off.
Mm.
I may only want to work, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day, 3 hours a day.
Kind of like what you do now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You just cut it down a couple hours.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot different than what I do. No, but I mean, you know, my wife owns a condo on the beach in Colombia. I'd like to go spend 3 months there in the winter and just do stuff like that. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The thing that I hate to say, you know, my mom is actually retiring this year. She keeps, when I call her every morning and she goes, 23 days left. 22 days left. No, it's because, you know, she's doing it at an age where she's still young enough to have a new chapter in her life. So what I hate to see is people that work, and that's all they do. Their whole life is just about working. And then the minute they quit, they die or they just melt away or wither away. It excites me when someone like my mom, who was a teacher for 30 years, says, okay, I'm done with teaching. I've done it for 30 years. I got this. I know how to do it. I've impacted people's life. Now it's time for me to focus on some other stuff. Maybe I'm going to write a book. Maybe I'm going to travel. Maybe I'm going to go into tutoring, you know, all these different things. So I think retiring doesn't necessarily have to mean it
just
to everybody.
You're just sitting on your butt in the lounge.
Right. It means it should be a new... I like to see when people retire, and I'm putting that in air quotes, but you can't see me doing that. When they're still young enough to start a new chapter and discover something newer, a new passion. That's exciting.
Funny. I watched my aunt and uncle, and they retired and moved to, closer to the beach here in the mid-Atlantic. And they have all new things going on in life. My aunt learned how to paint, and she's a member of these clubs, and my uncle plays golf 3-4 times a week, and all of his buddies. And it's like a whole new part of their life, and they're learning new things about themselves, and it's really fun to see.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about men as they are and as they age. That'll be one of the things. We're going to spend some time this hour with a focus on men and how they relate to each other, how they relate to women, how husbands relate to wives. Mike Rostowski is the founder of the School for Men. We'll meet him in a minute here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Kentucky-born singer, songwriter, and producer Chris Stapleton is one of Nashville's most revered craftsmen. With a 15-year career that includes 5 number one hits and 3 Grammy nominations, he's contributed over 190 songs to artists ranging from Adele to George Strait. His highly anticipated solo debut entitled Traveler has just been released. We spoke with him about a genre-transcending album that encompasses the soul and spirit of Nashville.
My heart to me. Still one of those towns where we still play music, like in the sense of, and not that I'm knocking any use of technology or anything like that, but it's a musician's town, and we still have a wealth of that and a great pool of that. You can move in this town, you can probably walk into any restaurant and find some guy who's one of the best guitar players you ever met. In Nashville, we're all concentrated in this. It's not a huge town, but it's the biggest small town in the world, I like to tell people. So and there's so much of that on any given night, you can go find world class something just for free. And it's that makes Nashville unique. You know, I've got heroes on this. I've got Mickey Raphael. I've got Robbie Turner. These guys who formed some of these sounds that I grew up listening to that were my earliest moments of music. To get to be a part of the fabric of music in that way is an honor that very few people get to have, and to really have that on something that I've set out to do is a wonderful thing for me.
That's Chris Stapleton on his highly anticipated solo album entitled Traveler, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio. I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks.
Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny will pay note, but I want Molly and Jennifer also to take note of the conversation with Mike Krustowski, who is the founder of the School for Men. This is a fascinating, and I was saying this a few minutes ago, Mike, whether you were listening or not. We don't know each other too well yet, but we're getting to know each other. I found this is an experiment. For me, frankly, as I say, there's not much about what goes on in my life the audience doesn't find out about in one way or another. And because I think the best way of encapsulating it is that I have issues. Richie is happy to say, yep,
I'm
he's got issues.
On that.
Yep.
But we
do you
are.
See how
yeah.
we remained we quiet?
Yes, yeah, it was wonderful, Jennifer. Thank you.
No problem.
I do have issues, and I have been searching around for a way to learn about what it is that I can do to deal with my issues. And I discovered the School for Men. And I guess maybe the name even is what got me, Mike, as much as anything else. How did you come by the urge to create this? What was going on with you?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me, Doug. And second of all, thanks for admitting that you have issues, because I have issues too. and I think that's one of the biggest problems is, especially for men, is that there's these societal myths that really kind of keep us playing small and sort of have us trapped in the man box. And, you know, some of these myths are myths like real men don't ask for help, or big boys don't cry, or, you know, it's like I'm not good enough for that. Just these little sort of insidious myths that you know oftentimes keep a man from developing, you know, deeper connections with women or deeper connections with other men. My super short story is that I was working a corporate job in human resources. I was on the traditional path my entire life. You know, went to college, worked for 5 years, got my MBA, working this corporate HR job. And my mom passed away unexpectedly when I was 30, about 4 years ago. And that just totally just like woke me up to the realness of my life. And it was the first time that I really experienced death. And after that, just my life has never been the same. I left my corporate job 6 months later, sold everything that I owned, lived out of a suitcase for 2.5 years, and just traveled the world and worked with some really amazing teachers, and started, you know, hosting meetups for entrepreneurs, and just my life just became really awesome in a short period of time. Hmm. But the big thing that I noticed was as I traveled, as I held, you know, happy hours and meetups for entrepreneurs and really got into the scene of like internet marketing, which is the space that I work in now, I heard a lot of the same things all the time from men. You know, things like, man, I just don't really, you know, have any real friends anymore. Or, you know, a man would tell me, you know, something that he was either ashamed of or sort of afraid to share. And he'd say, wow, I'd never share that to, you know, I've never told that to anyone before. And the more that I, you know, really got deep with men, the more that I realized that a lot of men are out there just kind of suffering in isolation. And it's really not because of their fault, but just these, you know, these societal norms, like real men don't ask for.
I love that you're doing this, because one of my things in life is that we've done such a great job empowering women that we've forgotten how to raise boys now. I think what you're doing is a great way to help men find their place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And
I just think that there's so much. We're going to keep Mike with us for a while because I think this is worth exploration. I want Molly and Jennifer and you to hear, no matter which side of the table you're on, what it is that this is about, because it's an important step for all of us, I think, no matter what our age. 21 after, Mike Krustowski is here from the School for Men on Good Day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Rotosky is here with us. He's a coach for men, runs the school for men. Mike, the ladies on the program, Jennifer and Molly, both have gone to the website to find out more because they're intrigued already. We've had a 5 or 6 minute conversation, and Molly said that there wasn't much there that she could easily find. Is that by design?
Yeah. I mean, right now it's the first year that we created the school for men. Cause I used to run just a private coaching practice.
Right.
So this is the first year that we created it. So there is not as much there as there will be in the future.
It's a works in progress, Molly. I would tell you that having learned it. And this is one of the things that I find important. There's a difference, and I think I said this to you in one of our sessions, Mike. We were talking, there are a group of men that are involved in a 12-week period, and I'm one of them, and I dare say I'm the oldest, maybe by far, of the people who were there, which is kind of a shame in and of itself, because men my age have issues. Maybe it's just that I've come to the table late. I think a lot of people who get to be my age might just give up, don't they? Men, sort of most of the men that you have are in their 20s and 30s, maybe 40s to a point. Yeah.
So I mean, I really want to, I guess, salute you for lack of a better term. I mean, I have worked with, you know, men in the ages of 20s to 60s, but there aren't that many men in their 50s and 60s, because I think they fall prey to another myth, which is like, I've got it all figured out.
Right.
And I think that's something that I've heard from men. I will never have it all figured out. I mean, never. There's no way to like just truly, like, you'll never have all of your problems figured out. There's always like a next level.
One of the things that I'm learning in this coaching that's going on is how important it is to have a life without secrets. And whether you admit that to yourself, that you have things that you don't want other people to know. But if you're in a close relationship, I don't see how you can have secrets Whether, I mean, in this circumstance, whether it's man to man and their friends, I don't know if it's, I mean, I'm not sure it's so important there, but certainly in a male-female relationship, how you can have secrets and have, you need to know that person that you've committed to, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a big piece of my message, is just living a life without secrets. Because when I was younger, I was really out of integrity in a lot of my relationships. And as I've gotten older and done, you know, a lot of coaching, therapy work, and I've just like really dive deep into myself, like I'm super honest about everything. And you know, people give me the feedback a lot on my blog of wow, like you're so real or so authentic or so vulnerable, but really that's like the only way that I know how to interact now, is just being just super honest and real about my life, whether that's to my girlfriend or my friends or my readers.
One of the things that people will say, some people listening to this will say, these guys, they're not real men. And there's that definition of real men. I think I'm a real man, right? I think you are as well. We don't have to all be on the same boat. We don't have to all look at things. I certainly, when I was Richie's age, I didn't look at any of this stuff as being necessarily important because I thought I had the world by the tail. Frankly, and little did I know as I got older how I didn't, in some respects, although I didn't appreciate myself as much. And that's one of the things that having someone in your life who teaches you how to appreciate who you are, I think oftentimes that's where, at least with me, that was the wake-up call. I would like this to continue for a couple of more minutes because I want to get on a couple of more important points. So if you can hang around for a few more minutes, Mike, that would be important. Mike Krostowski, who is the men's coach and runs the School for Men, is here with us on Good Day.
If you grew up like I did, watching TV commercials that said your house had to be germ-free, your bathroom had to be germ-free, you want to kill every bug that exists because you want to be healthy. But get this. Now they're telling us there are good bugs and bad bugs. But if they're right, good bugs, we're sick. Sick. In fact, we now know that our bodies are individual rainforests with trillions of invisible microbes living in us and on us. This is your microbiome. If your microbiome is not healthy, you're not healthy. Unfortunately, your microbiome is under constant attack, and that's where probiotics come in. Probiotics are bugs that are good for you. For example, every patient nowadays I prescribe antibiotics for, I recommend a probiotic so you don't get diarrhea or worse. In other words, probiotics protect your microbiome, so use them. This is Dr. Chambers on Call with a Medical Minute. You can check out my latest videos, podcasts, and articles on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here with Mike Rostowski, who is a men's coach and runs the School for Men. You can find him at his website, HROSTOSKI.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell will be with us in a few minutes, but I wanted to spend a few more minutes with Mike because what he's doing, I believe, is very important, and I said this is not a secret. I have... As a matter of fact, I think the first conversation you and I had was about Charlotte. I think I first talked to you right after my dog had died, and I was emotional. And you said to me, what about your emotions? And I think there were other people that were involved on the call as well. And I think for those who are just joining the conversation, this approach to dealing with men's issues, in my rendering here, having been involved in it for a month or so, is getting to the core, to the root of what may be my issues. It may not be for everybody. I don't know that you're saying, Mike, that this is for everybody.
I love that you talked about emotions because, so many men, we're just programmed to not cry, right? We're programmed because when we were six or seven, you know, we might have scraped our knee on the playground and we might have, you know, gone to the teacher or gone to our moms and they gave us that message of, oh, hey, you know, big boys don't cry. When really, crying is just a release. It's just a natural bodily release.
All right. I just had an epiphany. May I share it with you and everybody else? I just realized, listening to you, why I think anyway, that I have emotions around animals.
when I think I've said this on the air, Richie, to you. When my mother died, I was relieved. When my father died, I said, it's time for him to go. I didn't really, I don't know if it's grieving or just thinking, okay, this is in the normal course of things, something that needed to happen. My mother died when she was very young, but she needed to die. And that probably sounds horrible to people, but she did. She needed to go. She needed to get out of her body because it was horrible. Her existence was awful. And so when I had no license when I was a kid because I grew up on my own, more or less. I grew up the son of an orphan and a mother who was estranged from her mother, so there was no kindling of spirit. There was no closeness. And the only thing that I could get close to were the animals. The cows and the dogs. And so I think that is, there's something coming here that I have just realized. And so when I had, as a kid, these dogs, they were very close to me. And I remember just now being very upset about the two of them, two different, it was St. Bernard and a kind of a mutt, and then Charlotte. And we also had last year, you know that I have a dairy farm, Mike, and the... of the 500, I've raised thousands of cows over the years, and the grand dam of the herd died last year, and I was beside myself. So, there maybe is a revelation. Anyhow, but you know, this is how this works.
It's funny, Doug, because hearing you say that, when my dad died, I did not cry for him, and I thought that was strange. I was like, what is wrong with me? But he died the way he wanted to. He played golf one day, and he was gone 4 days later. So I'm like, you know what? And he didn't go through the 6 or 8 months that they told him he had to. But when my dog died, I was a mess.
Yes, I remember.
I was an absolute mess.
Yep, yeah.
And
so we have permission, Richie, as men, to be upset about that. And, Mike, you jump in here if you feel to. We have permission to feel that way about the animals because I at least have allowed myself to be me with the animals. Mike?
Well, and they allow that, though. I mean, animals allow that. Animals don't have all the human stuff, what you should be, what you shouldn't be, using your emotions against you, using love for anything. There's no manipulation like there is in the human world with animals. Animals allow us to love. They love purely. They love freely. And that's why we can let all of our guards down and be who we really are and love completely without any of that. I mean, don't you think?
Mike?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. So I love that you used the word permission because that's such a big piece of my work is I want to give men permission to experience all of the wonders of life, which involves, you know, being connected to your emotions, which involves, you know, just like being in a really deep, you know, deep, powerful relationship with a lot of intimacy that comes from, you know, telling the truth and having courageous conversations and being able to kind of talk through things and
but that brings itself that's the essence of why men have trouble, maybe women as well, I don't think this is exclusively for men, but the idea here, what brought me around to this is trying to figure out how it is that I seem to keep sabotaging a relationship that I want to have. And, you know, digging into all of this stuff brings that stuff up and out so that you see it. And then you have the collaboration of others who may have been there and done that, and they can help you to fix the stuff. Because why would you not want to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I totally agree. Most of my previous relationship issues were all due to like just funny, you know, funny patterning stuff with my mom and just, you know, things that I heard when I was young about like what being a man is and just, you know, real codependent relationships with women and, you know, having to lie to my parents when I was young and, you know, just all of this stuff that when you're a kid, you you really have no choice but to take these on as truths, you know, things that you hear from parents or teachers. But as we get older, then we can really start to take the process of inquiry to our beliefs and think, huh, like, does this belief actually serve me anymore? And then and then essentially kind of like reprogram your brain, just like you can reprogram a computer with an operating system that you know, serves, you know, for having deeper relationships and more financial abundance and greater levels of success, instead of, you know, playing small and just playing the script that our, you know, parents, peers, professors, or, you know, pastors.
My father always said to me, be satisfied with what you have. I've never been satisfied with what I had in my life. And so that was probably one of the things that one wants to, you know, you try to break away from these sorts of things. All right, so this is very instructive, and I wanted to give people a primer, not only because I am finding this worthwhile. Oftentimes I find when I'm talking about something on the air that is worthwhile, I want to have more people benefit. There are some people who will think this is cool. Other people think this is hogwash. That's up to you. You figure it out on your own. I'm just giving you the information, and so is Mike. So I would send you again to Mike Krotoski's website, HROSTOSKI.com, and the School for Men. Mike, good to have you here. Thank you for opening up our minds and our ears a little bit. There's some stuff that needs consideration. Mike Krotoski here on Good Day. Dr. Jack up next on Good Day for Tuesday.
Start this fall off beautifully with your free 7-piece gift of Lancôme's top sellers exclusively at Macy's. Choose your cosmetic bag, must-have serum, night cream, and makeup essential. Plus, receive Definisil's mascara and buy Facile Eye Makeup Remover, all valued at $116. Yours with any $35 minimum Lancôme purchase. Spend $70 or more, and you'll also choose your lipstick or skincare set. Visit your Lancôme counter today for your free fall gift. And try Grandiose, the revolutionary new mascara for captivating eyes. Only at Macy's.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can't make on budget happen. Make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Forget warmer climates. Baby boomers are opting to retire near their adult children who need help caring for grandchildren because both parents work. A new survey by Mayflower, America's most trusted mover, revealed that 1 in 4 Americans are more willing to move closer to their adult children. Meanwhile, millennials who were once fleeing the coop are boomeranging back to the place they grew up to be closer to family and friends. In fact, 25% of millennials have moved back to their hometown in the past 5 years, according to Mayflower's Melissa Sullivan.
Our Mayflower Mover Insight Survey helps us understand exactly why people are packing up and heading across the country. What we found is that being near family and friends is an important driver for both boomers and millennials. The increasing number of American families with 2 working parents is causing an increased reliance on grandparents, and boomers are therefore moving to help provide childcare support. Similarly, millennials are looking to be near loved ones as they think about settling down and starting a family of their own.
For more information, visit Mayflower.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We are about what's going on in the world, but there are so many different things going on in the world. It isn't just the news. It's what is going on with you, and how is it that we can help? I think we're all here to help one way or another. I give you ideas and suggestions. The experts that we have, medical experts like Dr. Jack Stockwell here with me now, who is a noted Nuka chiropractor. He's the author of the Forbidden Doctor podcasts, 18,000 downloads, 12 different episodes. And the connection, you did one on hemorrhoids last week, and I and Jack heard me during the conversation earlier in the spot for the squatty potty. I have a squatty potty.
We have one too. Mary and I've had one for several years.
See, this is the thing that most, if I say this, and I don't know if I'm sticking out my chest and saying, oh, Doug Steffen, a superhero, but
well, you are.
I can't live my life, and I haven't really, well, Richie's known me for 18, 19 years. Jennifer's known me that long, pretty much. And I can't feel like I'm being authentic. I never used the word before, but I've always, I separate the private from the personal. Like, I don't really want to talk to you about what it's like for me to go to the bathroom, and I don't think a lot of people want to hear me talking about what's going to love, and I don't want to talk about my love.
You know, I'm actually weirdly curious.
Are you really?
No, wait a second. Wait a second. This is really important because there are a lot of people that want to hear about this.
Really?
Because the most searched topic in the health area on Google for several years now has been hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Okay. People want to know about this. What are they going to do about this? And younger people are getting them.
Yeah. But see, when you were listening to my conversation with Mike Krestoski, you were talking with me in email form of what was going on with you and your wife, Mary, and how it is that so many people want to stay away from these things. It doesn't have to be public, private, personal. But the only reason I bring it up is because there is so much of this in the world between men and women. Some women, like Jennifer, hasn't found her mate yet, so she hasn't gotten there yet. Molly hasn't been married but has had some good relationships and probably some bad ones. Kenny, of all of us, and Richie too, both have happy marriages based on probably some of the same stuff. I would say you have a happy marriage, but I bet you each one of you, Kenny, Richie, Jack, have issues with your partner. Sometimes they are easy to figure out and work on. Sometimes they are not. But it's learning how to work on those things. And that was my, I ran away from the issues. That's why I'm embracing this sort of thing, because you can't fix anything if you don't deal with it.
Well, it's all about connectedness, oneness, and value.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us will judge our own personal value in the into what kind of relationships we have with other people. If we're accepted, we think we have value. If we're not accepted, then we question our own value, and uh-huh. we run off to something else, some cave in the mountain somewhere, in order to reestablish some sense of value, when the value has been there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a value with self, and you have to have that relationship with self first, where you know your value is intact, and that nothing you have ever done, nothing you could ever do, could ever touch that eternal value that's deep inside yourself. And when you can get to that point, the opinions, the judgments, the arguments of other people that you're just not quite enough fall on deaf ears, because you know that you are.
Right.
And then you're safe to have a relationship with somebody else who understands their own internal value, and you don't need to be competing and fighting for number one.
Yeah.
Because you both are content it with yourself.
Yeah.
And Mary's taught me that.
Yeah. Well,
it's
Mary's
connection with self.
Yeah, I could. Yes. Mary's a good teacher. All right. I guess 60 seconds on hemorrhoids, which is last week's feature on the Forbidden Doctor podcast.
It's a congested liver. Because of the processed foods that we're eating now, the liver just simply gets backed up, and the portal vein system that is bringing blood into the liver simply gets backed up because of congestion, and because you hardly ever see hemorrhoids above the waist. They're almost always from your bottom down to your legs, is because gravity is pulling that blood supply that's not returning as fast and quickly to the liver as it should. And so you get these distended veins. Collinsonia root, something was discovered by the king's botanist back in the 1600s. He took it back to England because the American Indian was using it for bruises and for dislocations and for injuries. Well, they didn't have any hemorrhoids because they were so healthy. But when he took these plants back to England because of their rich processed diet, suddenly everybody's reporting. ForbiddenDoctor.com, it's the last week's episode. You can hear it for free. Plenty of downloads, what to do about it.
And if you have hemorrhoids, get a squatty potty. 51
That'll help.
On Good Day.
Up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then.
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Their ongoing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life forms and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Leonard Nimoy. Many felt that was a truly, we've been doing a lot of emotional conversation, that was truly his emotive feeling about being involved with this franchise. The Star Trek theme in the background, Michael, is it Giacchino? I'm not sure that that was, I know it's a Hollywood Studio Symphony. Star Trek number one movie during this week in 2009. And so, how many of you remember? Listen and see what you remember about
it. Spaces, disease, and danger, and darkness, and silence. Well, I hate to break this to you, but Starfleet operates in space. Yeah, well, I got nowhere else to go. It's wiped the whole damn planet with the bores. I've left some bones.
That was Chris Pine, I think, Chucker, wasn't it?
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah, I can hardly hear him, Richie. I don't know, for whatever the reason, can we hear him? You got one more clip from this?
So, you're a cadet, you're studying. What's your focus?
Linguistics. You have no idea what that means.
Study of alien languages, morphology, phonology, syntax. Means you've got a talented tongue.
All right, so has Chris Pine come of age playing this role? A lot of people were not happy that he was the next person in line to play Commander Kirk, Captain Kirk, but he seems to have come of age as an actor. You agree?
I like him. I like him a lot. I mean, they try to even use him in the what franchise is that with Harrison Ford, Ben Affleck, the Jack Ryan franchise.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But that movie didn't make enough money to warrant another one. But I like him. I think he's a good lead. I think he's a good lead. I think a lot of these young actors have dug what they call the man boy look. Which pigeonholes them a little bit. It's just the way actors are now. You don't have that. Like, it's sort of like William Shatner had that. Different type of, that was a man, and Pine is more like, sort of like a man boy.
Yeah, he has that look about
boyish.
Him.
Boyish,
yeah.
Yeah,
that boyish
sort
look.
Of boyish. A lot of actors in the business now have that boyish look.
Right.
It's a different type of feel. But, you know, as iconic as Leonard Nimoy was as Spock, I mean, that's undeniable. Zachary Quinto is a really good Spock in these new movies. Really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems to rise to the occasion, if you will. All right, so Chuck has got movie news for us in a moment. This is a good day.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, flake, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99.
Offer valid on Q84-6030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right, so Chucker, movie news time. What do we have?
First off, Doug, Lionsgate's announced that they're going to make a sequel from their hit, well-reviewed action movie, John Wick, which starred actor Keanu Reeves. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good, pretty violent, though. But it gives Reeves a new franchise property.
Why do you like those violent movies? What is there about them that appeals to you?
Well, it depends on what type of violence it is, but...
Well, you liked The Equalizer. I wanted to like it. I wanted to go see it, but everything that I heard about it made
it
me not want to go see it.
But it was pretty violent.
Yeah. See, I don't want to see that stuff.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because just last week they announced that they're going to do a sequel to The Equalizer, which gives Denzel Washington another chance to play that role. I think the B, what they call a B action movie, is always going to be around. And when you attach really good actors to the material, I think it elevates it to a higher level.
I mean, you look at the foolishness that went on in the one of those three movies with Stallone and Schwarzenegger and The Expendables. And as much as there was violence in it, it's kind of like foolishness, and maybe it numbs us to it.
There's more hardcore violence than there's what they call cartoon violence.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Here's something you might like, Doug. Actress Celia Ward will play the President of the United States in the Independence Day sequel. Now, Bill Pullman, who played the President in the original, will be around as just his presidency will long been gone. I like her. She worked with the director, Roland Emmerich, in The Day After Tomorrow with Dennis Quaid. That's probably why he liked to work and cast her in this role.
Yeah,
she's been around for a long time, and it's been a good actress.
Yeah, she's staple. You know what you're going to get with her. Yeah, I think that's remember her sisters. I think that's how she gets started. 59 after the hour. Chuck Curry is always here with us on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.